And welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Alex.
Hey, fellas and fellettes.
And Anthony.
Hello, everyone.
And Anna.
Yep, that's me.
And Ted.
Jack, laser gun. Pew, pew, pew.
And me, Phil.
That's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Great, short, simple. And we're done. Great show, everybody.
Famous last words. Anthony.
Nom nom cookie.
Anna.
Pew pew.
Alex.
Whip whip.
Bill. And that's the show. Thank you for watching. Whew, good job, guys.
Yay.
Now that the recording's stopped, what do you guys want to talk about?
We could talk about Disney is better than Comcast.
Ooh, did they raise the ante?
They just have more buying power.
They raised the buying power. Okay, so for those who don't know, Fox, 21st Century Fox went up for sale. This is
excluding Fox News because he's keeping that.
And also Broadcast Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. Because one company cannot own more than one broadcast channel. And Disney owns ABC and Comcast owns CBS.
Oh, so.
No, NBC.
Disney can't own Fox and ABC or whatever.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Comcast can't own NBC and
Fox.
So. It came up, Disney went, we will offer you $60 billion in stock.
That just doesn't even sound like a real number. I mean,
I know.
Honestly.
We're just making up numbers now.
Yeah.
And then Comcast said, we will offer you $10 billion. You know, they raised a number that was higher. And Fox said, well, we just don't see the match. And told Comcast no. And they were waiting for everything to go through. So the approval. And then Comcast kind of walked away and we're like, they came back and we're like, we will offer you $65 billion cash. So there's kind of some hesitation and everyone's like, well, is this really going to happen? They already got turned down once. And then Comcast came back and said, we will offer you $70 billion.
You mean Disney?
No, no. Comcast, not thinking they had it. Came back and said they were going to offer.
So they raised themselves.
Yes, because they
got worried.
Mm-hmm. So they offered $70 billion.
This is a roller coaster. This is amazing.
And then Disney, actually thinking that they may run into an issue with this.
Be in trouble.
Yep. So they offered $71.3 billion in stock and cash.
So a combination deal.
Mm-hmm. And Fox went with it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
early
so,
today.
So stock is kind of a risk, but it's Disney, so yeah. It's not that much of a risk, really, especially where they have all of the comic book stuff. It's not like people are going to stop. Like,
they have a good okay. They have Marvel comics.
They have all of Marvel, right?
They do not own all of Marvel movie, and for cinematic,
they own Star Wars.
They own Mickey Mouse.
Now, that still mean they own the Hellraiser series, right? I don't know.
Hellraiser is DC. That's Vertigo.
So they don't necessarily have it yet. The Justice Department still has to approve the deal.
Well, yeah, they accepted it.
Yeah.
And I think that's some of the other stuff that
Fox was more sure of this than Comcast, because if Comcast were to buy it, they think that may have been a little bit more of a gray area legally wise, like that they may not approve it.
And so what Fox they don't buy, which is Fox News, Fox Sports, TV stations, won't be part of the purchase. They'll be spun off as New Fox. But yes, you're right. The Justice Department still has to okay the deal.
One Fox, Blue Fox, 21st Fox, New Fox.
This means Disney will own a very large majority of Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been looking at doing broadcast. So whether but they can't do massive changes with Hulu. Everyone has to agree. So this still includes the small amount that Comcast owns, a small amount that Turner, not Turner Broadcast, but the
just Turner.
Yeah, just Turner. The barely Will. Holding on Turner.
Will Turner.
Yeah. The barely holding on to at anything Turner, because I think they only own like 5 or 10% of Hulu.
That's barely anything.
I know. Well, Comcast owns like 30, and Disney owns now like 60 or 65. Well, after this deal goes through.
So they own the majority of it.
They will after this.
If this goes through.
Mm-hmm. But they still can't do major changes to it without Comcast and Turner being saying yes. But they could still do some minor guiding things.
It just means Hulu will steal Disney from Netflix.
Oh, no. That contract actually ends in like a year. So
Yeah.
That would have happened anyways.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Disney's been talking about doing that anyways.
That's okay. As long as I can watch my Disney movies somewhere without having to buy them again. Although, Mrs. Banana just bought me a movie, didn't you, Banana Girl?
Yeah, Meet the Robinsons.
Never seen it.
You
haven't seen it?
Is that the one with the T-Rex and the little
T-Rex, and he's banging his head against the wall trying to grab the little boy. And he's like, I don't think you thought this through very well. I've got this giant head and these teeny tiny little arms. It's got the best message of any Disney movie ever, I think.
What is that? Not to go forward in time?
Keep moving forward. No.
Oh, okay.
He says, you failed. That's amazing and awesome, and we love it. Because now you can learn something. You don't learn something from succeeding. You learn something from failing.
It's kind of sad it's not as popular.
Yeah.
Do you know what failing is? Accelerated learning.
That's right. Sometimes you accelerate right towards the wall.
There you go. So, yay! Because Disney lets who they purchase kind of do their thing. You know, Pixar. Still kind of Pixar. You know, they get to do... So everyone gets to do their own thing during this. So that's going to be the nice thing. And Comcast, the moment net neutrality was done, they were like... Even before net neutrality was done, they were like, you're going to hate us tomorrow. So very glad they didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with Netflix idea, Netflix has surpassed Disney in size.
What does that mean?
They have more. They're worth more in stock. They have more.
Oh,
their stock's worth more.
Nice. I was reading an article about they did a study about people sharing Netflix passwords.
Yeah.
Which was really quite interesting. So it was saying that, like, first off, Netflix doesn't give a crap if you share passwords or not. Like, they don't.
Actually, they even said they kind of support it.
Yeah, they don't really care that much. Oh, look, you got the same thing that I was just reading. Very exciting. So they said, yeah, you can share passwords, whatever, because eventually the person that's like borrowing the password is going to lose it or whatever, and they're just going to sign up themselves because it's not that expensive.
Or they'll just think, hey, why am I, you know, borrowing this? Why don't I just pay for it?
Right. And it was interesting, like about 44% of the people that answered the survey that said they were using borrowed passwords said that the people that they borrowed the password for probably doesn't know that they borrowed the password from them. So they're using someone else's account who doesn't know that they're actually using it.
How does that happen?
Somebody's not monitoring their stuff.
I mean, yeah, but.
So let's say that I go over to my brother's house and I want to watch a movie. He doesn't have Netflix. So I log on to Netflix on his PlayStation.
Yeah.
If I never log off, it just stays signed in, right? And so then technically I never gave him my password, but I probably don't realize that he's still using my Netflix, as an example.
Well, they have a limit on how many screens you can watch it on.
Now, yeah.
Well,
but if you set it up to, like, if you want the high definition, you have to get the more screen size anyways.
I know, but...
And so if you're only watching it one at a time, one, you know, on your TV in the same room all the time, somebody's borrowing yours, you might never know.
I bet that's a good number of people who watch it too. There's families that might have multiple TVs in their house, but I bet a lot of people are like my mom. They just got like a single TV set up, and then you know, that's it. They just watch it there. That's,
yeah,
that's all that's going on. So, but yeah, there was a lot of other interesting things. Like, what was it? It was like 12% said they got their password actually comes from their ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, yeah, whatever.
Oh, 13. Yeah.
Was it 13? Yeah. And yeah, so it was pretty interesting, but they're like, even with like all these people sharing their passwords, Netflix is still doing great.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Netflix is, so not only did it surpass Disney, but really with stocks, that's not really hard to do. You just kind of don't let it split. You let it keep going. But, mm-hmm, the other thing is Netflix, they're like, with, you know, like there's Netflix and Hulu. The number of viewers between Netflix and viewer is dramatic. Hulu is only in the US and they've been slowly expanding to other countries. Netflix is worldwide.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, that makes a big difference on who can first purchase you. Mm-hmm. But on the other side is those that who can, you have.
Do you think do you think it costs more in Canada now because of tariffs?
You really think so?
Maybe they'll slap a tariff on Netflix. And then the Canadians will be angry. I hope they burn the White House down again.
Except they weren't a country yet. It was just the British.
Canada wasn't a country in the War of 1812 when they burned the White House down.
I thought it was British troops is what they said.
It was Canadian troops.
Or I thought it was French troops. It was one of them. It wasn't Canadian.
It was Canadians.
Oh, they said it wasn't.
The War of 18... I listened to a whole song about it.
Oh.
So... And all the best history comes from music.
Because, you know, music's never wrong.
That's right.
They're just like coming from the internet.
Actually, what was it? They Might Be Giants had a song that they had to modify the lyrics to because they were slightly inaccurate. Like the sun is a ball.
Actually, Hulu has grown in subscribers.
Okay. So, back to the Canada thing. They gained independence from the United Kingdom on July 1st, 1867.
So they were still their own country. Was India all of a sudden England? Just because they were subservient to the crown doesn't mean they weren't their own country. That's what empires do.
Okay.
He's glaring at me.
They were still...
The Canadians burned down the White House.
How about this?
Under British rule.
I don't care. Good answer, right?
All right.
Okay, so Hulu has grown over its time, but it needs to reach other countries and everything.
Plus, it's more expensive and has commercials, so Netflix is clearly superior.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And plus, they just bought Lucifer. You know, with Fox dumping everything for their sports.
It's funny, because usually the devil sells... like buys your soul, but now they've bought the devil's soul. Do you think they got all the souls that came with the devil?
Only for one season.
Just
for one season. Yep.
Interesting. I thought Alex would enjoy my joke, but
I enjoyed it in my own way.
There you go. Feel better.
Yeah, I feel better now that I have Alex's approval.
Are we going to talk about the MoviePass killer?
I think it's funny. Yeah. It's more of the title of the article, but... So, AMC, realizing that they should not just fight with MoviePass, but do the thing that they should have done and create their own MoviePass, decided to make one that costs twice as much... to three times as much depending on which movie pass you're on, and watch a quarter of as many movies.
Not even a quarter. Like, didn't you say it was limited to like three?
You get to watch three movies on the AMC plan a month for $20. Where on
movie pass, you could watch theoretically one every single day if a new one came out.
Well, depending on which plan you're on. So the $10 a month one or the $100 annual one, whichever mm-hmm. one you got into.
Yeah.
It's technically one a day, but you can't rewatch them. And that's the other thing. Details about this hasn't been released too much. Just, you know, some of it. If you're on the newer plan, it's like $7 a month and you only get to watch one movie a week. So you're But so it's,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's cheaper. It's even cheaper, and you still get an extra movie.
So it's like a buy two, get one free.
Depending on where you're at.
Yeah, and this only works with AMC, whereas MoviePass can theoretically work with all of them.
Mm-hmm. But AMC has a virtual monopoly in Pocatello.
I mean,
well, in Pocatello, yes.
In Pocatello.
But what if I want to leave the area and go watch a movie elsewhere?
Why would you leave Pocatello? It has everything you need.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Does it have a giant ball of twine?
I mean, I've got a rubber band ball.
That's, does it have an Olive Garden?
Oh, no, they're building that. It's in that empty lot right next to that one place.
I hate you.
They're always, if they're building something new, it's always going to be an Olive Garden.
Until it isn't.
Yes.
Until it's a tire store.
Or a dental place.
And which is, so I think this is AMC seeing the writing on the wall. Because
they finally noticed. I wrote boobs on the wall like a month ago, and they never noticed.
Does that mean they're gonna not take MoviePass anymore when this goes live?
I think they're still stuck in it.
They're kind of stuck in a contract to it. But the other thing is, MoviePass is expected to reach its number. It's, you know, I think what 50 million?
50 million subscribers?
Or no, not 50 million. Maybe it's 5%. I don't know. It could be. This could be the same number actually. Either way, they're expecting to hit that number by the end of the year because they're actually doing quite a bit better. They're starting to pick people up again, and they need that 5% of movie market, or it's 20%. I forget, one of those numbers. And but then they'll actually have enough of the share of the market that they can start forcing, you know, additional restrictions on certain places. And AMC actually will have to start worrying about it.
But the more subscribers MoviePass has, the less money, or the more money they lose.
No.
Depends.
No, because what happens is that they can start strong-arming everybody else, going like, no, you're not going to charge anybody that walks into MoviePass, you're not charging them full price. Or you have to give us percentage of your concessions. Plus, also, with having more people, they actually get more data analytics out of it, too. So they're able to sell more information. And they're able to start strong-arming theaters, and theaters don't start playing ball. Even the big ones like AMC, they go, fine, you're out. And these places, even in Podunk, Idaho, AMC actually loses lots and lots of money.
And you also have the people who will buy the subscription and then not really use it that much throughout the year. Like, they won't get their $10 worth or however much it is a month out of it. So
why would you do that?
Because people buy gym subscriptions and never use them.
That's just a fat tax.
I'm just saying.
I just pay money to a gym so I can stay fat.
People buy subscriptions and then they don't use them.
So there is this though.
My Crunchyroll subscription.
I will give AMC this: is that your $20 a month does cover. Just you can watch premium format movies, like IMAX, Dolby Digital, and Real D.
Okay.
And it doesn't say anything about 3D, but I still plan on not watching those.
Yeah, forget 3D movies.
So it is a little better, but
yeah.
You can get MoviePass for $7.95. Yeah. You get 3 movies a month.
Yeah.
Or 4.
4.
Nope, 3.
Did they change it to 3? I thought it was 1 a week.
3 movies per month. Get an extra extended free 3-month trial to iHeartRadio All Access. $7.95 a month.
Oh,
it's a limited time offer right now that they're giving.
That was just the new one.
If you look at the options that they have.
Under scene plans?
Yeah, there's 2 plans.
Oh, so in other words, the $7.95 a month, you don't get the premium format movies, but it's.
And you notice that it doesn't say you can cancel any time. You're stuck with a 10-year contract on that.
Are you sure?
That was a joke. I don't know that it's.
You might be stuck with a year contract, but.
Who knows? The shadow knows. Sorry, I'm tired.
That's classic.
I'm really tired. I'm sorry. I blew up. I'm sorry.
Meh.
But yeah. So we'll see how that goes, I guess.
Forgive me.
When are they? Does it say when it's rolling out?
They're gonna call it the AMC Stubs A List. I don't know.
It's just gonna be part of.
We're Stubs members, and we had $5 off our movie last night.
Ooh, I have yet to get that.
Are you a premium
am.
Or
do you remember to give him the thing before you...
Yeah, like your phone number?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm sounding like 15 right now. I don't use it.
No.
I'm you like, probably like have saved. A bunch.
Well, no, they usually ask you if you want to use it. They never ask you if I want to use it.
Yes, but people ignore you. They forget you're there. So you might want to ask them how much money you have on it.
No, yeah. I do. I got to...
Log in, and you can also look at all your
points. I know how many points I have. I just...
You just don't have the $5 mark?
Yeah.
Huh.
Whatever that is.
You've been using MoviePass much. That's actually something else I'm interested in. Is, okay, so we can't use our MoviePass to get our points, but what if I... Does my AMC membership... So does my $20 go towards my...
I doubt it. Well,
thing, or do me going to these movies go towards my, you know, Stubbs points?
That's a good point.
Like...
I don't know.
I am now in, you know, on their plan, their group thing. Am I making any points off of this, or am I just, is this just like, you know?
It's a good question, but yeah, we need an answer to that eventually here.
AMC, answer our questions.
I know, also, just barely announced
if it. You only go on the $5 Tuesdays, you're missing out on $5.
And you actually would be short $5. Yeah, you'd be, you would come out. $5 less.
Yep. Plus, it's really busy on Tuesday. Yeah.
And if you watch matinees, that's the other thing. I'm willing to watch matinees on MoviePass because I can watch more and it's not so expensive.
Yeah.
On AMC's plan, I would never watch a matinee.
Nope.
Like, ever. Because nope. I'm limited.
Wait, why?
Because you can only view 3 movies a month.
No. The other one.
What other
MoviePass?
One?
You said you can watch more?
Yeah, on MoviePass.
But you're not... limited to a dollar amount, you're just limited to only seeing the movie once,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I can watch multiple movies. I can still watch.
Oh, so you got to, what you're saying is you've got to plan them out.
Yeah, so I can watch more than $10 worth of movies on MoviePass. I only can watch, I could, if I would go to matinees, I could still come up short on AMC's.
Your feet will still reach the ground.
You sure there's some big comfy seats there?
We still haven't bought the bucket yet for the popcorn. Do you have a bucket, Bill?
Yes.
They have a bucket.
Back in January. I share my bucket.
I have a bucket. It looks just like Alex's pavement.
Ooh.
Is it pavement?
No, it's a... Oh, what is it?
Are you talking about my cat asphalt?
Asphalt.
Yeah.
Asphalt. I was so close. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
I shouldn't laugh about it. I've just been, gotten used to calling an animal asphalt for... Like, I don't know. I think the cat's like 12 now. So, like, that seems normal to me, but pavement seems ridiculous.
Well, I mean, mine's named Bucket, and you or Jamie will post pictures on Instagram of your cat, and I'd be like, what's my cat doing at Alex's house?
How'd your cat get to Washington?
Yeah. In a box.
Yes. In a box?
It fit.
Hopefully it had holes in the box.
Oh, yeah. It was a cat crate.
Yeah. How do you think he got the cat in the box through a hole? Duh. Gosh. You seal it up after it gets in, though.
Use duct tape.
No, that's a cat, not a duck.
Gosh, I bought cat tape. I knew it. I told Jamie we bought the wrong thing.
Thanks for made.
Yeah, AMC. Well, I guess we'll see how that goes.
Yes, there's no announcement. There's no dates released. It just, this is happening. It's going to suck, probably.
Yeah, we'll see.
For the price, like, because we only have an AMC here, I may have been a little more on board with that if it would have been $10.
Yeah.
The 20, you definitely went to, no.
Yeah. Or if MoviePass wasn't a thing. Like, if they would have done this, if they would have done this and MoviePass wasn't a thing, you'd be like, well, 3 movies, it's not a lot, but still, that's buy 2, get 1 free. So, mm-hmm. not bad.
As long as I don't go to matinees or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if it was $10 and you went to matinees or Tuesdays, that's still only the price for 2 movies.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'd be willing to do, matinees and Tuesdays. Which also, if they, I could see.
Here's
once
the thing,
they get
though,
this going, they might get rid of the $5 Tuesdays.
The AMC, like if you got this and you had one of the nice AMCs that had like the nice recliners.
At full on IMAX. And
this would make sense.
Yes. So on the more expensive one.
This would absolutely make sense.
Well, actually, on the other side, those theaters might not be as more expensive. Because remember, where we have no competition.
No, down in Salt Lake City where they have those nice theaters with the recliners, They're like $15 a ticket.
Oh, so they're the price of ours for the one theater
but,
with the mediocre.
But yeah, it's still, you go to one of them, you just about paid for your ticket price.
Okay.
You go to two, oh, look, you
as long as you don't do matinee or Tuesday again.
The Tuesday thing, yeah.
Matinee, you may be cutting your losses a little bit.
A little bit, but you'd still come out ahead.
Anyways. You definitely have to watch three movies, though.
Yeah. I think we've talked this one to death.
At least as much as we know.
I'm glad we had this conversation, guys.
Also, since 2002, ticket prices have increased by 54%, while ticket sales have fallen 22%.
Yep. I wonder if those have correlation.
Oh.
Yeah. If you have to pay more for your ticket, you're not going to go as often.
The tickets aren't really that bad as the popcorn.
Popcorn's always been expensive. And the drink,
I know, but it's like...
Tickets are still kind of bad.
I know.
$10 for everything. A movie, that's pretty ridiculous. And it's not like you have to buy the popcorn, right?
If
you're going to go to the movies, you have to buy the ticket, but you don't have to get concessions.
I don't know. I think $5 for a 20-ounce soda is ridiculous.
Well, it is stupid, but you're the one buying it. Me too.
I'm thirsty.
And I also think AMC is doing this in the hopes to officially try to kill MoviePass.
Instead of just ignoring it.
It seems like
as soon as MoviePass dies, they'd probably ditch this.
A badly
they might not.
Hatched plot, though, like a half-baked idea.
They're about the only movie theater company doing this, though, right? Everyone else has just been kind of ignoring MoviePass.
They've been working with them because they're smaller and they're like, yeah, whatever, we can do this.
They still get the money. I don't know why it matters to them.
Yeah. No, AMC's just number one. They've been playing as if they're number one, and not kind of number one, like majorly number one. Like, and now they actually see some possible issues. So, it's sad. If this was the only thing, or if MoviePass didn't exist, or if it was half the price, I might be considering it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's no date still.
No.
Let's see. How about this? I
hate eating rabbits because you get kicked in the face. Try cooking them first.
Oh, that would probably be extremely helpful. So have you guys ever tried to order clothes
online? I don't, because I can't try it on.
There you go. Unless it's Alex's shirt, you know, the RoboVee Dino shirt. It's just, you know, you have to.
In that case, it mostly fit.
Yeah.
How was the fit on that? Was it a little too loose, tight?
Well, I got an extra large. I normally wear larges. It was not as loose as I thought it would be.
It was a surprise gift.
It was, and I thank you very much for it.
I didn't know what size you were.
So, and I had the opposite, where I usually 2X, and I got a 2X. It seemed a smidgen big, but it's smidgen, so I still enjoyed it.
So it's a nice fit. It's not like gangster shirt big, but it's a nice fit. So if anybody's wanting to buy a shirt for RoboVee Dino, probably get the size bigger than you normally would get.
No, because I got the size I wanted, and mine was a slightly bigger.
Oh, slightly bigger?
Yeah,
mine was. Oh, I thought you said it was tighter fit. Never mind.
I could have gotten down like a half a size, maybe. A full size smaller may have been a little more snug, but I enjoyed it. You know, it's still long and everything.
Okay.
It's a t-shirt, so you really can't go wrong with them too much.
Unless they're too small and you have, you know.
True.
No, then it's
when
just
you're
a belly
fat,
shirt.
Every shirt's a belly shirt.
It's just a belly shirt.
So with that, though, Amazon, realizing that for them to truly take over all the brick and mortars and wipe them off of the existence of the face of the earth, they're making Prime Wardrobe. You can now try on your clothes before they charge you for them.
So does this, like, you say, I want to try these on, they ship them to you, you try them on, and then you click, yes, I want to buy them, or no, you don't, and then if you click no, you send them back?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like all the other wardrobe things out there, but these you get to choose your own clothes.
Yeah, but you still got to wait 2 days for the clothes to get there.
Hey, because I'm returning things to Amazon is usually a costly and pain in the butt process.
Yeah.
I can live with this. Because they provide, I guarantee they provide the return shipping labels and everything. All I do is, okay, this doesn't fit, put it back on. Keep what I want. And
I've never had to pay to return anything on Amazon.
okay. Well, like if you accidentally threw away the box, or I guess. Well, also, no, sometimes they charge you restocking fees. Had to deal with that before.
I've never had to deal with that.
I'm not a fan of Amazon return, returning stuff on Amazon.
It's been more painless than other places.
That's why I don't buy a lot of stuff on online unless I'm sure, usually.
Yeah.
But clothing.
Clothing.
Biggest thing. You want to go, try them on, make sure they fit.
Does this work with shoes too?
They're talking about shoes and all that, so
I'd imagine pretty
guaranteeing so it's all of it.
There's also a tie and some glasses in the photo.
Yeah. I'm sure it's comparable to like all those blind box clothing.
I think it's a great idea. Like, I don't buy clothing unless I actually try it on.
Yeah. I'm not like saying it's bad or anything. I'm just saying you still got it. There's still a wait time for it because they got to ship it to you.
So don't, if you need some really nice clothes and you need them now, don't just turn around and expect this to happen.
I'm just waiting until they can just start 3D printing me some clothes.
Aren't those usually called sewing machines?
No, I mean literally 3D printing.
Oh, okay.
So like I walk into a machine, right? It scans my exact dimensions so it can get all my flabs and rolls and woe be to he who has to look at that 3D model. But then it builds clothes. It 3D prints clothes to my exact specifications.
There you go. So it's like perfectly is like
right there in the store or online, and then ships it to me. So it's guaranteed to fit.
Perfectly tailored to Ted.
Yeah.
Yep.
I might actually try this out.
I've done the blind boxes where they send you clothes and you've basically been disappointed.
Oh. Especially I've never heard of that. Hmm? Never heard of that.
It's a visually impaired box bill.
Ah. So they pick out the clothes they think I'm going to like, and then I'm like...
You don't like them?
Yeah.
Do you get to return them?
Oh, yeah. Those that's the same thing. You get the clothes, but you don't know what you're getting. They like picked them out for you, and they ship them. You have X amount of time to ship it back. When you ship it back, whatever's not in the box, you get charged for.
Huh.
And that's that.
Interesting.
Basically, I was completely disappointed and canceled it immediately.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, there is...
But didn't you give them another try? Maybe it takes a little while for them to figure out your style, man.
Yeah, they got to get your... I don't know the words for this, so I'm just going to drop it.
My fashion...
Yeah.
Preferences.
Your tastes.
Yeah, your fashion taste.
But yeah, so... Well, maybe. Amazon Prime members get this.
That's very uncharacteristic of you, Bill. I'm just kind of disappointed that you'd just do that.
Just drop it.
Yeah. What are you, Snoop Dogg or something? Dropping it like it's hot? That's the only hip-hop reference you're going to get from me. Ever.
Ever, ever?
Ever, ever.
And apparently there's discounts too. You can get $20 off if you spend $200 through Prime Wardrobe.
Wait, did you just sneak an Outkast reference in there? Oh, my gosh.
Oh. No.
Yeah, you did.
Not on purpose. there's another one.
You made me a liar immediately.
Touché. He did it.
Well played. Well played.
Technically, he said that was the only one you're going to be giving. He gave it, so technically you're still right.
But he caught that reference I didn't catch that I was making.
Oh. But he still didn't give it. You gave it.
Yeah.
I like also, pork.
Speaking of Outkast, this is kind of a random, but the chick at like a Polaroid picture.
Uh-huh.
I never noticed it was saying that until you said that, and now I notice it every time.
I just was explaining to Anthony how I had to explain what a Polaroid picture was to my daughter, because she didn't know what that meant. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Polaroid actually responded to him going, thanks for the, advertising and talking about
10 years too late.
But and they're like, but you know that you didn't, you don't have to shake it, right? All right.
Now you had to shake it. That like got the processing film out faster.
No, it didn't.
Gosh, they don't even know their own product. What a bunch of morons.
It's like Nintendo and blowing in the cartridge.
Hey, that worked because your spit got in there and the spit like made the connections.
It corroded everything just nicely.
My spit's not corrosive. What do you think I am? An old grandpa? Acid reflux man?
Hey.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but since you brought it up, we'll talk about Amazon instead. So Amazon, they're not taking down all the brick and mortar stores.
Yeah.
Because they have some now too. So they don't want to take down their own brick and mortar stores. And you know that cool feature where you walk in, you pick up stuff off the shelf, throw it in your basket or throw it in your
Amazon
takeaway bag?
Mm-hmm. Amazon
you
Go.
Walk out the door and you never talk to anybody. And,
you know. And if you walk out with something that they didn't charge you for, that's on them. If you walk out with something, put it back, and then they charge you for it anyways, you still get money back. So, yeah.
So there's all this stuff.
Kind of a nice thing.
Well,
customer's always right.
The rest of the industry was like, hey, that's really cool. So
Microsoft is doing the same thing.
Yeah, so they ran to Microsoft. And Microsoft's like, yeah, we can do that.
That'd be kind of cool.
I know Walmart's been, yeah, because there's also like Walmart's been. And they're in
Does it
Walmart.
Show what companies are working with them?
Walmart.
Oh, Walmart.
Oh, at the moment. Well, then I guess I'll never experience it.
There you go. But Walmart has been playing with this idea for like 10 years.
Have they?
Yeah.
But I'm sure that like the ability to get rid of 90% of their workforce is just Walmart's wet dream.
Fair enough.
So is this essentially a virtual shopping cart that they're talking about?
You walk around with your cart because that's the thing.
Actual shopping cart.
Yeah, your actual shopping cart. So you walk around, you take stuff off the shelf, you throw it in by using LiDAR in stores and cameras and all this stuff. You could actually see exactly what people pick up and exactly what people set down. You'll be able to see and they'll be able to figure out exactly what's in your cart. In certain Walmarts.
It's a lion tiger mix, bred for its abilities and magic.
Yeah. But in certain Walmarts, you can actually take your phone out and scan your stuff as you put it in your cart.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
And then as you pay for everything right there, as you're walking out, there's the, you know, this is when I don't mind the security at the door. They go, hey, did you pay for that? And they, you know, kind of big box store review your stuff. Yes, I see you purchased these items. Yeah, I see those in your cart. Have a great day. That's the only person you talk to. This, you don't even have to worry about the person in the front door because you loaded your cart up and the LiDAR and the cameras and everything in the entire store saw you pick these stuff up. You walk out with it, you get charged, and you're done.
It's a lion tiger mix bred for its abilities and magic.
Talking about LiDAR?
Yeah, it's a lion tiger mix bred for its abilities and magic.
So what essentially a self-checkout, but directly on your phone or
wherever they have it set up.
Yeah, I think they had an app that like Amazon had an app that you had to like register when you went in, but once it was registered, you were good to go.
And Walmart has an app that they have a couple of them, but
and they use like face detection to figure out who's in the store and who's picking stuff up, and
or they actually like even with your app, they can still.
I think they tracked you in the store.
I know they did, but I'm just saying like they used your. Oh, they tracked it within on the app?
So.
GPS isn't that good inside stores, though.
No, but you know what's really good inside of the store? Triangulation.
If they got it set up right, yeah.
I would bet that they just have a bunch of like Wi-Fi routers or something like that.
Mm. But so, would the app give them that?
So all it has to do is
know where they are once.
Send out the pulse.
Oh, no.
Or the cameras could track you as well.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways that this can happen. Yeah.
Anyways.
It's a lion and a tiger bred together. Their desires because of their skills and magic.
So,
are you thinking liger?
A liger.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a lion and a tiger.
Yeah, I'm talking LiDAR, not LiDAR.
LiDAR.
Yeah, a lion and a tiger mix.
Dar, not gar. Hey, don't take. All right. Have fun being sick.
I was thirsty.
Okay.
I just drank his water, audience. It was funny to me.
All right. Anyways, we're
off topic.
We are.
What?
Hot
That's
topic.
Crazy.
Not us.
Never.
You want to talk about that one finally?
I just realized, interrupting here, Hot Topic is an anagram for Hot Pocket, almost. It's a phonetic anagram of Hot Topic. Because you could just take a topic and rearrange it and make a pocket, P-O-C-I-T.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's phonetic, but yeah. Hmm. Ted, you enlightened me.
Wouldn't that be Hot Posset?
I guess so. I mean, if you want to ruin it.
I do enjoy ruining things.
That's what I was trying to think. I was like, I'm sticking with Alex's. Don't care. So,
Hot Posset! That...
there you go. Is that the one you're meaning? Right?
Huh?
That's the one
Star you're meaning? Wars, yeah, that thing. Fan base is toxic because they don't like the ladies. Microphone. I am talking in the microphone.
Oh, no. It's not just that. The Star Wars fan base has
got Polygon.
The girl who played Rose.
Yeah.
In the last.
She was super cool. And if you look at her, well, I don't think you can anymore, but on Instagram, she has a lot of cool stuff on
she
there.
She had. She pulled everything down.
I know.
Twitter. She can't. Well, I've just been backed up. And so you can look at her Twitter stuff, but she's not done that anymore either. John Boyega. Finn. He's off because of the toxic. Who else? There's actually.
Like, what are they toxic about?
The fans are just like, you know, with her, they're calling, they're saying she's a worthless character. Why did she, you know, be on the show?
Well, it's not her fault.
She's a great actress. And, I don't know. Yeah. She wasn't.
She's a good actress, and the part was interesting. I thought it was well played, and it can lead to some really cool possibilities. And it's just garbage that people can't, like.
I could agree that without it, the movie probably would have been fine still, but no. Again,
I think she was really interesting because
no, I'm not saying she wasn't. I'm just saying that the people have some merit saying that was potentially useless, but that, again, that's not the actor's fault. You shouldn't be berating them about it. They were just working.
Yeah, I mean, that's I can picture someone just picking up a script and they're just like so deeply invested in the Star Wars verse. They're like, no, I turned down this multi-million-dollar gig because I don't want to besmirch this franchise that produced the Star Wars Holiday Special and Porgs and Midichlorians. There's no way I can sully the name of this perfect franchise that's full of completely flawlessly written characters and several games that are no longer part of the Star Wars canon, even though that was the best part of the Star Wars canon. Anyway, I'm sure these people are harassing Porgs online too, but nobody talks about
Porgs. I'm sure they are.
Just going to every Porgs Instagram and just being like, you're worthless.
Did they complain about Rey?
Oh, yeah, they complain about Rey. Okay, so there is this term called Mary Sue, because somebody remade a bunch of Star Wars stuff and made a fan story, and they made the main character Mary Sue.
Yeah.
Mary Sue is a representation of the writer, so you can place your, and also for the reader, so they can place themselves in this character.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, it's like me in here. And so they're complaining about Rey, going, oh, she's just a Mary Sue. Here's the stupid thing. Luke is a Mary Sue. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So is Anakin. These are just characters that you could literally put yourself into these people's shoes. And
that's why these movies are popular, because
I mean, isn't that kind of like the basis of like every hero's journey story?
Yeah. Like
that's the protagonist.
Oh, what if I can do this?
Neo from the Matrix.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah. Like, super that one. Yeah.
Like totally. I mean, because
the idea is also they're usually also overpowered or something like that, can have a lot of great abilities and everything like this.
Then they go evil.
Well, sometimes not. Yeah, it depends on the, you know, who it is.
Power corrupts.
Ultimate power, or no. Absolute. With ultimate power.
Absolute.
Absolute power.
Power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely.
Well, absolute power comes absolute responsibilities.
That doesn't make sense.
Ultimate power, ultimate responsibility. Is that better for you? So, people that are like, oh, this isn't my Star Wars, is getting online and hating on people and making them leave social media. What's the other stuff? Actually, people have even gone online to counter this slightly.
Yeah.
And made fun of, like, what if episode 4, 5, and 6 came out when the internet existed? Oh, Luke and Leia kiss. They're brother and sister. Yeah. You ruined my movies.
There'd probably be something similar.
Vader's Luke's daddy. You've ruined my movies.
Well, so the thing is...
Spoilers, like, come on.
The thing is like there was a lot of stuff going on, and people didn't like parts of movies, and you know, that's always been a thing. But the thing that the modern day has given us is this ability to actually reach out to that person and have the potential to be heard. And when there's a whole bunch of you just being completely garbage,
yeah,
you know, it turns bad. And it's hard to be a person... like facing a wall of just garbage people posting garbage about you, and it gets even worse because like some of these people are just ridiculously aggressive and just terrible. So
wait, scroll down a little bit.
Death threats and all this other crap, but and like it happens all the time, and it's.
Yeah, you got nice ones there.
I'm just hoping there is nice ones,
but there's so much, you know, hatred with this, and that's the thing. Like even Mark Hamill,
you can have like 10 nice comments and one bad one, and it's just gonna negate the 10 nice ones.
Yeah, and so Mark Hamill even met with, you know, Kelly Marie Tran, and was like, you know, like, hey, no, you're cool, everything, super nice. And I think Mark Hamill has kind of grown up around this, and he did get some of the hatred, and he just doesn't care. Like he is like, you know, Harrison Ford style of like, really? What you got? But he still wants to interact. And he's like, bring it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care what you say. You know, this is somebody that's still coming up into their career and everything. And they had so much potential. And it's just sad. Yeah. Everyone's going with Phasma and everything. That's the other thing. Also, these are also the people that probably don't even... all they are doing with the movie. Because I have to admit, Phasma, no, she's going to come back.
I don't even know what a Phasma is.
General Phasma?
I don't know what that is.
Silver Stormtrooper. Let's go with that.
Oh. Didn't he get like cut in half or something?
She fell down.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the...
Darth Maul?
No. Of the one with the fancy weapon that the stormtrooper that was like got all this extra attention because he's like bring it and then just got beat down shortly thereafter.
Oh, the traitor one.
Yeah. He seemed bad in the bottom department. See, I could have swore I chose not to.
But all right, we are going to quit being mean. Let's go with that. But we're gonna wrap things up this week with famous last words. Ready? Alex.
I actually have no idea who Rose is. I've watched the latest Star Wars movie, but I'm sure the actress that plays her is a very nice person.
Ted.
Even if she's not a nice person, she still doesn't deserve the amount of garbage she's gotten.
Why can't we all just play nice?
Ow!
Be nice, everyone.
Can't we all just get along?
This is why we can't have nice things.